Congratulations. A big week on your end with the announcement of your plans for the 2022 season, and then you get a chance to cap this week off with a win today in Darlington. So thank you for joining us. We're going to get to as many questions as we can here in the time that we have with Noah. And to kick us off, we're going to start with Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Noah.
Thank you, Jim.
All through this season, you have maintained that you guys have had the ability to do what you did today. But what does it mean to actually go out and be able to pull it off, and especially as the playoffs are getting ready to start?
Well, I think it's big not only for my confidence as a driver, but the confidence of the team. You know, it's a performance-based, you know, industry, and we haven't had the best of season, and it kind of has taken a toll, not really on our team, but just, you know, just kind of some of the stuff that's been going on and motivation. You know, everything's great on the team end, but from my side, it's, you know, you kind of second guess yourself. Are you good enough to do this? Or, you know, should you end a regular job, you know? And, you know, days like today reassure you that, hey, you know, just keep on pushing, believe in the process, as Josh Weiss says. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to him, and he teaches me a lot about just keeping motivated and whatnot. So, yeah, today is something I'll wish for a long, long time, and just so very grateful to be with the team and be able to do it together.
And on the final restart, were you a little surprised that it ended up being Harrison that was trying to run you down in the last two laps instead of Austin?
No, because I think he restarted behind me. And we got a pretty good launch there. You know, the tires were fresh enough to where we could run, and I got a good one and two. And, you know, I wasn't really good the first two or three laps. Like, I could maintain, maybe give up a tenth or two on the first two laps, and then once we settle in and the air pressures come up, it started getting really good. But you know, great adjustments by Dave Ellens and on the pit stop, on the final pit stop, and the guys on over the wall guys, they did a great job. The 24 guys from Hendrick Motorsports. So just a really special deal, and you know, to do it together, it's really rewarding to be able to come to a racetrack like Darlington and be able to get the win.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question will come from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Noah, you would have made the playoffs whether you won or not, but what does it mean to at least have a win going into the playoffs in a few weeks?
It's the bonus points that are the most valuable, you know, those playoff points. And got a stage win and got some playoff points. Not really sure where the points are right now as a whole, and kind of where we'll rack up after Bristol, or where we're at right now. But also at the end of the regular season, points are really big too. So it's really, really rewarding, like I said earlier, rewarding win and very valuable with those playoff points. That's everything in our sport right now. It's the buffer to the guys in front of you and behind you once we get in the playoffs. So that's been the top of the list, is stage wins and race wins. And we just haven't been able to really get a whole lot of them this year. It's been a struggle. Last year, I think we had like 10 stage wins and had quite a few points once we got into the playoffs. But this year, it's kind of not as been as good, but we still have two more races to get some more. And, you know, it's something, two good racetracks that we're going to and in places that I enjoy. Richmond, we've run well there, and in Bristol, we won there last year. So, you know, we can't lean on our success there last year. We still have to work hard, but excited to get to those two racetracks and finish out this regular season.
You're 12 points behind Haley for sixth, 27 points behind Harrison for fifth.
How many behind Harrison?
27.
27? Okay. I think that's manageable, doable.
And I want to ask, climbing the fence, did you feel good the whole time doing it? And was this a normal fence climbing, or was it anything different about it?
I was kind of worn out. I didn't really drink any water throughout the race, and it was pretty hot. But what got me, what gets me, is just doing big ass burnouts and the smokes just all in there, and you're just breathing that smoke in, almost like carbon monoxide or something. I don't know. It's probably not carbon monoxide, but whatever the smoke is, you know, it just kind of makes you sick. And then once you start climbing the fence, your heart rate gets up there, almost like going on a run, and you feel like you're gonna pass out after one of your fastest mile runs you've ever done. That's how it feels when I get up there. So I try and take my time. I'm learning, you know, compared to my first truck win with throwing up at the wall in Martinsville. So I'm getting better. I didn't throw up this time, and I don't think I've thrown up in any Xfinity wins, but we're improving.
Maybe Josh should have you climb fences once a week.
Yeah, I know. He needs to. He has this pretty good working out and whatnot, but yeah, I don't know. The suit's getting a little tight, so maybe the fence climbing. We'll have to go to Charlotte Motor Speedway or something, start doing a workout like that. Maybe rock climbing or something.
All right, our next question will come from Deb Williams. Go ahead, Deb.
Thank you. Congratulations, Noah. And
thank you.
That paved stretch up there in turn two, how did that affect the cars? Was it grip, slicks? Did you need to make sure you had both wheels on it? What was it like today?
Well, you know, we looked at the mew of the track before NASCAR goes out there, and they can kind of see how much grip is. They can compare how much grip's on the racetrack. So, you know, the last time they did it, it was yesterday afternoon, and it is showing less grip in the paved lane than it was on the unpaved stuff. So I was a bit surprised at what it was like the first lap. I thought it was going to be super slick, and it actually hooked up and kind of felt like activated PJ1 or something. So a lot more grip on there, and, you know, you get back on there. I don't know if it's just smoother or what it was, more grip, but yeah, you pretty much stay wide open, and it kind of took that challenge out of the racetrack exit of turn two, which kind of sucks, but it's a whole new challenge trying to get through there and what line to pick. And I thought we did a pretty well job doing that, and just really excited with our performance and execution today. And but yeah, super gripped up through there.
Okay, our next question will come from Alex Andrea. Go ahead, Alex.
You know, yeah, you seem to like shout out a lot of people after the race, and I'm just curious who you're most excited to share this win with. And also if the timing of it coming after you've recently announced your 22 plans, if it makes it feel any more special or relieving in that way.
You know, I think everyone's special. It's definitely good timing. And the season that we had so far this year, it's, you know, Junior Motorsports has taken a big leap of faith on me. And you know, I know Dale and LW, Kelly, they all believe in myself, but this kind of just solidifies it a little bit for them. And, you know, it's really rewarding. It's Darlington. It doesn't get much better than this. Justin Allgaier was able to win here earlier in the year, and to get a Junior Motorsports suite this year is really special. So that being said, it's really rewarding and refreshing to get that first one checked off the list, and hope we can continue the momentum. But at the same time, the people that I want to celebrate the most with are, you know, not only my team, but my family, my mom and my sister, and Brandon McReynolds, and, you know, friends and family. It's just, it's really special, and just glad everybody on the team is considered family, and, you know, it's good. We're going to celebrate pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next question will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Noah, congratulations on the win today. It was Tyler Mons' first Xfinity Series win, and I was just curious what your relationship has been with, like, with Tyler over the last six races or so, and how much he can help you going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think Tyler, he's really good. He's really prepared. You know, we spent 15-20 minutes talking on Thursday morning just about what we thought. He watched last year's race, and he's just a smart guy. I enjoy working with him. I enjoy working with Brandon McReynolds. And so to do it all together and have both those guys help me on the radio, you know, Brandon kind of coaching and Tyler spotting. I feel really comfortable and grateful for both those guys. But yeah, Tyler, he's a really hard worker working with Kyle Larson and does a great job. And so, you know, just proud of not only him and Brandon, but the whole team. And, you know, I really think we're in sync and moving together at a good time.
And as the playoffs approach, do you feel the number 9 team is a championship worthy team at this time, or do you guys have a little bit more work to do?
No, I think we got good speed at some racetracks. I knew we'll have good speed here. And I think we've had a lot of speed so far this year, you know, just this stuff not in our favor has happened. I don't want to call it bad luck, but just wrong place, wrong time, and some errors. So, you know, and that's myself. And so, you know, we win and lose as a team. But, you know, I believe in ourselves. I might not think, or I know other people don't. But at the same time, I'm really proud to be on this team, and I know how motivated and hardworking everybody on this team is, and just appreciate all their families for allowing the crew guys to be able to spend extra hours at shop, and you know, it really means a lot to me. So we're gonna keep on working hard and outwork everyone else and try and be there at Phoenix at the end of the year.
Thank you, Noah.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Noah, this is do you think you had enough at the end to battle the 54 if he didn't get sent to the back of the field?
Yeah, I was kind of pacing my tires. You know, that second to last run, no, I didn't think we had enough. We went a step too far on adjustments and you know, didn't have what I needed, and then went back on that adjustment for the final pit stop and was back to having a really strong race car. So just burnt the right front off of it on that green flag run, and then got the caution with about 9 to go. And I think we could have dueled straight up. Denny's a great race car driver, and he's obviously very good here at Darlington, but we were able to pull it off and get it done. I'm not sure what his penalty was, but we were racing pretty side by side off pit road and pushing our lights to the max. But you know, hats off to the pit crew for great pit stops and keep us in contention. And but to answer your question, yeah, I think after that caution, if he would have stayed up there, I think we would have been able to battle and at least had a good shot to win it. You know, I can't say what the result would have been, but I think we could have battled him.
All right. Any final questions for Noah? All right, Noah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. And to all the media who joined us, this audio will be posted on NASCARmedia.com. Thank you.